at the weather school, the Marines and the Coast Guard, they kind of stuck together because we're both under the Navy. And so I don't know, but anyhow, we got in trouble with the officer in charge. He kicked out all the Marines, all the Coast Guardsmen, and sent us back to where we came from. Well, I got sent back to Brooklyn. And then they sent me out to do night patrol on the Atlantic on Long Island. You hear about the Hamptons? Been there, done that. You can't believe how goddamn miserable that was. Walking out there at night with a northeast wind out of the Atlantic in the winter. God, I hated it. So did the other guys everywhere. Here one day a guy comes and he's looking for people for different schools they can go to. Come to my turn. And so he said, well, I asked him, what do you got in mind? What are you? I don't know. He said, what's available? What can I go to? And he looked at my file and he said, well, you can go to any school you want. Well, I said, what's the first one to open up? And then he said, well, there's this one school. And I said, where's that at? Well, he said, you go up to the academy. That's where you'll start. And I said, well, when does that start? Well, he said, as quick as you can get out of here. Shit, he left and I was packing. And here's the guys, they come. What the hell are you doing? I'm packing. What for? I'm leaving. You can't. You just got here. I says, I'm leaving. So I got the hell out of there. All I can imagine is sitting on a ship up in the northern Atlantic, colder than hell, standing out on decks and doing your duty. That's for me. So that's where I ended up, how I ended up in radar.
So where did they actually send you then?
Up to, can't even say it, where the academy is. That's, so we were going to school with all these guys that were getting to be ensigns in the Coast Guard. So we're all learning about radar at the same time.
You don't remember what naughty thing you did that you got in trouble?
No.
Oh, you can't remember that? It's funny how certain things come and certain things go.
We just didn't go do it the way he wanted us to. And so then, then they sent me back to Brooklyn again to wait for the ship to get finished. They were redoing it for them. And making room for this admiral and his staff. Took a couple of the big guns off to make so they could do it. And then on the bulletin board, looking for volunteers to go to Nebraska. What the hell should we be doing in Nebraska? I got to thinking, now that could be in northwest, northeast Alaska, that'd be close to home. So I signed up. So I ended up out in the middle of the country for 6 months. Then back to Brooklyn, and then went to school down in Atlantic City. There was this little Negro. Father Divine, have you ever heard about him in history and that? He had a big church, that was his church, a big apartment building, like a hotel. So the government, they took that, so then went to school there, I don't know, over 2-3 months to learn radar. Then the ship was ready up in Boston. So then went, transferred back to Brooklyn and then up to Boston, got aboard the ship. I was finally a sailor.
Wow. So then you spent a lot of time actually in New York then, because you were back and forth.
Oh, heaven, yeah.
Did you like New York when you were there?
Oh, yeah.
Well, not when you were cold and...
No. Sure, we'd just be a lot of... We'd take the subway to Times Square, and I figured it cost 2 bits to get there. Then you go over to, like, Radio City for a movie.
Oh.
And they always had a big band playing first. And that didn't cost very much. So I could be the base with a dollar in my pocket and come back with 2 gold coins.